So this is the lower level, and you can see the whole space is about almost 8,000 square feet.
Kathleen Light is the director of the Ketchikan Area Arts and Humanities Council. She's taking me on a tour of the city-owned Main Street Fire Station, which has been empty since 2011. Well, empty of people. It's been used as storage ever since the fire department moved into its new digs a few blocks away. The old fire hall wasn't big enough for modern firefighting rigs. It's still big, though, with three bays opening directly onto the street. Light says that large garage space on the main floor is perfect for art
The
studios.
floor is sort of indestructible. It's concrete, so they can be messy, and not hurt anything, right? So we're really excited about that. We also think we need to preserve a very large space for large work.
That's the concept for the big open garage space. But wait, there's more.
As you move towards the back, there's lots of space in the back here, behind where the trucks were. So there's even more storage locker space back here for artists. This is where the pole was, the fireman pole. Isn't that cool?
Would you put it back?
No, the fire station, the new West Station has it, so they aren't coughing it up.
And there's even a basement, something of a rarity in Ketchikan.
We can go down there if you want to go down there.
Sure.
Okay. I like it down there, actually. There's more workspace down here. And this, I believe, is where the firemen have their lockers, right? So this is even more space. And there is a little bit of water seepage, but we're right on the rock. So none of that is surprising or unusual.
Upstairs is where the residency part of the plan would be realized. The second floor already is laid out with four bedrooms, a communal bathroom, a kitchen, and meeting rooms that the fire department used for training.
So this is where artists would come to stay. So if they're visiting from outside of our community, they could stay in these spaces, work downstairs in studios, learn from a master artist.
The space is not move-in ready, though. There would be a lot of work involved, especially since the Arts Council wants to restore the building, which had been renovated at one point.
They dropped the ceiling from the original ceiling. They put in a couple extra walls. We'd get it back to its original layout, which would provide more room.
On top of that, the building needs a new roof, and the oil-fired boilers in the basement need replacement. All that is going to cost a lot, which is why the Arts Council doesn't want to take over ownership quite yet. In its proposal to the City of Ketchikan, the Arts Council asks for a partnership. The first step in that partnership would be an assessment, which the Arts Council wants the city to help fund.
It's about a $10,000 expense to get a full condition survey, and that survey would tell us what kind of asbestos is in the building, what kind of extensive roof repairs we need immediately, and if our mechanical is good, if the electrical is good. So those are the things we don't know for absolute certain.
Which means they don't know how much the whole project might cost. The assessment would give them that vital information.
If we determine that it's we can't afford it, then we stop there.
But if it seems doable, they'll ask the city to transfer ownership to the Arts Council for at least 3 years, but still pay for electricity and heat during that time. At the end of those 3 years, if it doesn't work out, the Arts Council would give the building, plus any improvements, back to the city. But if it does work, then the transfer would become permanent and the Arts Council would take over all expenses. The Ketchikan City Council talked briefly about the request during its August 6 meeting, and members didn't seem that keen on the proposal. Here's Council Member Judy Zenge.
I've had a lot of people approach me about the fire hall and, you know, what's the city going to do with it? Are they ever going to put it up for sale? I'd like to know what it's worth. And then the other thing that I have a bit of heartburn on is paying the utilities for 3 years. I'd like to see some better plan for that.
The motion to consider the Arts Council proposal was postponed to give city management time to look up more details, which they did. According to city information, the fire hall was assessed in 2008 at about $445,000, not including the land valued at $315,000. But that doesn't take into account the repairs needed to bring it up to code, such as cracks in the concrete, seismic upgrades, a new roof, and potential rot in the roof beams. Heat and electricity for the fire hall cost about $20,000 in 2011, when the building was last occupied. Unoccupied, those utilities cost the city about $13,000 last year. And then there's all the stuff the city is storing in there. They'd have to find somewhere else to put it. One issue that's driving the timeline of the Arts Council's proposal is a planned expansion of the carving shed in Saxman this winter. That expansion is sorely needed, but after construction starts this fall, the carvers will need somewhere to work. Light says the old fire hall is perfect for the carvers, and the community as a whole has an interest in providing them a space to work.
The carvers at the Saxman Carving Shed are currently working on poles for the city of Saxman. They're working on poles for the city of Ketchikan. They're working on stuff that is our long-term contracts. And to be able to finish those in a timely manner obviously benefits our entire community.
So even if Ketchikan City Council members don't want to accept the whole Arts Council proposal, Light hopes they'll at least let the carvers move into the fire station for the winter. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.